Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control all desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I got Jamal Bey. What was for lunch, Jamal? What'd you gravitate towards? The greens or the protein?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I just threw stuff on that plate and then just got to it. I didn't even worry about what it was. Cold, hot. I just threw it on there and ate it.
It's just food.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but speaking of food, we were talking to TJ Bamba.
Okay.
And that's Noah's old roommate.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, he just calls Noah food. What do you think of that?
What is the context? Like, what?
He says food. He's gonna eat him.
that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. But I don't know. They need to be ready. They need to be ready. We will be.
What's it like playing with Noah?
It's exactly what I expected. You probably hate him sometimes when you're playing against him. Just how much he's aggressive and how competitive he is. But when he's on your team, it's amazing. He leads. With his voice, he leads by how hard he goes, so it's big time.
Can you learn to talk a little bit better smack with him around? Is he a good teacher in that?
You know what he does? He brings out of you more, like wanted to play even harder and play with more of that grit that he has. So
I always give him a hard time because I really liked him as a wide receiver when he was in high school.
I just learned that he played football, and I always give him a smack about him. Like, dude, I would destroy you in football. But
I don't know, he's pretty good.
That's what I heard, but I don't believe it. He plays basketball for a reason, so.
How long have you been here?
Man, 5 years, but it feels like forever. But it at the same time, it goes by so fast, so. I'm just embracing everything.
Tell me about the thought process of just deciding to come back. I mean, you have all the options. You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
You get in one place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get kind of stagnant.
Yeah.
Talk me through the process that you decided to come back.
Yeah. So I actually took like a break from everything. Like, a lot of people were asking me what I was going to do, where I was going to go, what was next for me, and I just had to sit to myself for about 2-3 weeks and just. Really think what was best for me and my situation. I don't want to think for anybody else. Even though I love Coach Hop, I'm not thinking for Coach. I'm not thinking for my mom. I'm thinking for myself because that's who has to come in every day and do whatever drills they're doing, do whatever we have to do. So
as long as you've been here, I mean, I hate to say that again,
yeah.
But I mean, does Seattle start to feel like home?
it feels like the second home for sure. For sure, I built a lot there. Just friends. People I can call family now, and just, yeah, it's amazing.
Just looking back, you know, I just think of, you know, you've been here and you've been through a lot, and that COVID stuff, and just mm-hmm. even last year you had to go through it, and then just no fans at games, just
yeah.
how difficult things were. You know, looking back, I mean, how crazy really was that to go through, and what'd you learn?
It was really crazy, and I learned most that you can't rely a lot on the fan giving you the fans giving you energy for games, and so creating that own energy with ourselves, the team, and with myself, and so for sure that's the biggest thing I learned.
That team from a couple of years ago when you guys struggled.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I told Coach Hop, it was like watching five of my crazy ex-girlfriends all play together.
Yeah.
Compare that team to what you have this year.
I don't like to speak on the past, so I'm just going to speak on the team we have today. And so the team we have today is just gritty. It's we compete for every possession, every play, in practice. So I can't even imagine how it's going to be when we actually play against another opponent that puts a win or a loss on our record. So
2 years ago, you led the league in 3-point shooting.
Yes, sir.
You fell off a little bit last year. Yeah. What have you been working on to get back to that form?
Just my pace and just taking my time and not rushing any shots I have or any plays I have. Just being on my own pace.
You know, and that's the question mark from this team. Where's the shooting going to come from?
Yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate our shooting. We have Cole that's coming back, PJ, that knows how to shoot. He proved in the league last year, and even some transfers. Keon can shoot, Noah can shoot. So just got to move the ball, and if the ball's hot, we'll be just fine.
Yeah, you know, one of the questions, you know, other than shooting, is who's going to play point. Can you do a little bit of that?
I actually played that my sophomore year. I was starting point guard for a minute, so I can. I know all the plays. Like you said, I've been here for a while, so I know 1 through 4 positions. So if the team needs me to do that, I'll do that in a heartbeat.
You kind of remind me at times of Quincy, the way he played.
Yeah.
You tell me about the impact Quincy's had on you on and off the court.
Quincy is a big brother to me. He's taught me so much, how every detail matters, no matter what it is, shooting, defense, film, everything matters. And so taking that professional mindset, and not only basketball on the court, but off the court as well.
Which coach is worse being mad at you, Coach Pondexter or Coach Will? Who do you fear a little bit more?
I don't fear any of them, but I embrace the yelling and the screaming. I actually take it a little bit better. So whoever yells at me more, I might not like it, but I might respond a different way when someone yells at me. So
I'm gonna ask you. Give me two stories on two coaches. Give me your best Will Conroy story from the last year and a half.
Oh, my best Will Conroy story. The best one I have is when I was struggling one time during the season, just with a lot of stuff that was going on, and I went into his office and I just wanted to talk to him, kind of vent a little bit, and just see where his mind was at with me. And he just told me that I need to just treat every day like this is my office, not like in a work sense, but like in a work sense at the same time. Just come in and you put in all this work, so why not show that you can actually do it. So yeah. And then Q, or did you ask for Q yet?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
my favorite story from Q is there's so many, but that my favorite one so far is that it actually happened last week. We were playing, and sometimes he plays on like the scout team, and there was like a loose ball, and he runs over, dives on it, not even close to the ball, just dives out of bounds. I said, dude, aren't you like 50 years old? Chill out. And we make like little jokes, but yeah, his energy that he brings, his attention to detail is big time for us.
And Coach Hop, there's always a crazy Hopkins.
Oh, man.
I mean, what's he done crazy lately?
He does something crazy every day, but my favorite moment is my freshman year. We just won the Pac-12, and he's like loading up the trash can like it's a bomb ready for us to explode, like we're ready to take on the March Madness and all that. That was my favorite moment. He got all animated and was yelling. I was the only person laughing. People probably thought I was crazy, but to this day, I think he brings so much energy that you just feed off of.
Practice this year, driving down the lane.
Uh-huh.
How's it different this year than last year?
A lot more floaters for sure. They got to float it up before the big guys get there. But it helps a lot, because now we're training against what we see in a game and bigger teams. So it's cool.
Do you remember playing against Big Frank last year?
Little bit. It's they had so many big pieces last year. So I couldn't even remember when I would go down there. Just another big guy to me, but it's so cool having him on our team.
Tell me what he adds down low.
Grit, a never quitting mentality, and he wants every rebound, every loose ball. He wants it all.
And then you got Braxton coming in, another big.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Braxton.
Braxton a little bit different in that sense. He's a little bit more smoother. He's not as like gritty like that sense where he just wants everything, but he's so talented. He's so gifted with his touch and his ability to set screens and roll and catch passes. So, big time.
There's one guy I haven't been able to see.
Yeah.
And every time I mention him, everybody just gives me this stupid grin, a sparkle in their eye. You guys got a secret weapon?
Do we have a secret weapon? We might. We might. We might. I'm not saying anything because no one else did, but yeah, we might. We might have a lot of secret weapons. A lot of people that people might not think do good this year or do things to help this team this year. So.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and? I do. I'm just going to say he's going to help a lot. He's going to help a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
And nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No, we'll just kind of keep it.
Keep it under wraps for sure.
Yeah. What are our expectations this year?
For our team, yeah. to be the best we can be every night. Bring the mentality we have in practice where we want to win every possession, and so just carry that on the floor and be one of the top teams in this conference because we believe we can be.
Yeah, I know you're going to have guys step up, but losing Terrell, you know, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, he scored, and in the ways he scored so easily, and so having that is going to be missed, but we have a lot of new pieces that can pick up that slack for sure, and returning pieces.
Yeah, well, three new pieces, you know, with those transfers. You got a couple bigs, and, you got a freshman coming in, but I mean, how much different is this team going to be from last year?
I think it's going to be not completely different because we play the same style. We play zone. We know our plays that we run, and so it's not going to be that different in that sense, but the way we bring it is going to be a little different. We're going to be on high alert with a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah, but going back, and you look back.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to tell somebody coming in how long it really takes to understand that defense, I mean, realistically, how long does it take?
To get it down pat, you need a full season of actually doing it, for sure, in a live sense, because practice only takes you so far, because with the shooters that we have today in basketball and the length we have that we play against, it's hard to get certain things right in practice when you don't see it. So having the length we have this year, we see a lot of different looks that we don't usually see, so it's big.
And this guy over to your right from Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Keon Brooks.
He's a person that pushes me every day to be better. He's a person that pushes the team to bring their best because he demands the best when he brings his best. So,
yeah. Are you still having fun doing this?
Oh yeah, of course. I wouldn't have came back if I wasn't having fun. But I'm going to be having a lot more fun when we're winning. So,
have you graduated yet?
I have. I'm in my master's program.
What was your major?
My major was.
What'd you get your degree in?
Medical anthropology.
You got to. What does that mean?
it's just anthropology, the study of how people think and a little bit on the body, but mostly how people think and how people operate, but. The medicals in front of there, just don't tell anybody this, but it's just I can take biology classes and stuff like that. It's not that much different than the anthropology major.
Have you figured out how Coach Hop thinks yet?
I don't think anybody knows that, but I try not to focus on that too much. I just play, but because if he's bringing the energy he brings, that all I gotta do is play. So
with what you've learned so far, who's the easiest read on the team?
Easiest read. Oh man. Honestly, it's Braxton. He's how you see what you see is what you get. He's blank face sometimes, and he's just chill mode all the time. So I think that's the easiest person to read.
Anybody you go, yeah, I'm not going there.
No, I'm just gonna say no.
Yeah, you got somebody. You're thinking somebody though.
I got nobody. I got nobody at all. All
right. Last year, what's after this year?
I mean, plans and dreams go to the NBA, and so that I'm gonna keep pursuing that, and whatever happens after that happens, I'm not really worried about too much. But first, winning and having a great season with these guys.
All right, anything else going on with Jamal? We need to know a lot.
Jamal is ready for Black Panther to come out. That's what he's ready for. I think that's in 2 weeks. I don't know the exact date, the exact time. Well, I do. It's November 11th, but I don't know the exact week-wise, but that's all I'm waiting for, and enjoying practice, enjoying Washington again.
So. What was the last thing you binge-watched, by the way? You binge-watch anything lately?
Binge-watched. Actually, Manifest. I don't know if you heard of that. It's on Netflix. It's a TV show about a plane, like, going to some dimension and some weird stuff. They come back. They died, but they didn't. It's a whole trip, so if you want to watch something good, watch that. It's a good show.
Any game you got kind of circled you're looking forward to?
Any one more time?
Any game on the schedule you're looking forward to? Anyone you got circled?
Everybody. For first game of the season, we're going to start there and just keep knocking them off, keep checking them off.
Yeah, just, you know, it's like TJ Bamba. We're talking to TJ a little bit.
Yeah.
He was roommates with Noah. Mm-hmm. He talked a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that game kind of circled? You kind of got pull up for that game and just kind of grab some popcorn?
Honestly, that game is always circled and highlighted in everyone's mind, even if it's not circled. You know, you bring a different mentality when you play that game. So, yeah, different energy when you see them on the schedule next. So.
All right. Softball season?
Am I ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm ready for that always. I'm always ready for that. You know me. I'll be at those games.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.